This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Quick segment here. Unknown Texter 3994. Serious questions. You think Michael Jordan ever told a coach to give him the board to draw a play like LeBron did? He probably has told plenty of coaches, shut up and give me the ball.
That's the play.
Yeah, that's the play. Matter of fact, when he hit it over Craig Elo, Jordan was like, no, I need it here, and I'm going to just sit back and watch. Probably not the most respectful thing to do with LeBron. And LeBron fights this because he's very intelligent when it comes to basketball. I was listening to a podcast or something, like a thing where he was talking about they run what's called thumbs down. So essentially it's a RAM screen, and people generally run it in the middle of the just straight down the pipe. But LeBron, on his team, they run it on the wings as well. Well, he's talking about these guys coming in the NBA and they can't do anything besides just step one. And so so when it comes to coaches, he's probably not challenged enough. That's why T. Lou was such a good match with him. That's why Phil Jackson would be good for him to challenge him. I don't think personality-wise him and Phil Jackson would mesh, because I think the Phil Jackson that New York got isn't the one that was in L.A. Right. Obviously, just like a lot of coaches, like if Urban Meyer was hired, you're not getting the one that originally was at Florida and Ohio State. So I think it's happened before. We got some other text in here. Dan from Canopy says Butler is too old. I think he's a little bit long in the tooth. Mark in Holland has a really good analogy. He said LeBron is like a military kid, no hometowns. Who builds a statue? He goes from team to team, recruiting high-dollar, high-maintenance players. Does well short-term, same old debt pops up. Spend money, team underperforms, blow it up. That's generally how it generally works, you know, with a lot of players. You've seen it with the L.A. Rams. You kind of go in for a short-term, dealing with it. It's all about the luxury tax and how much.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did the owners want to pay? Golden State is, when they were winning championships, they were fine doing this, that type of model. It blew up for a year or two, and they're able to recover. But that's generally what LeBron comes in and changes it. It takes a while to do it because you have to have certain players around him for him to be successful.
Love your point about maybe a different coach would have challenged him more, because if it does take a coach to push a player to the next level and unlock something, either there's another level in LeBron we didn't see, or we're taking for granted just how internally motivated he is to reach all the statistical accomplishments and play as long as he has.
You won't appreciate just like everybody, when Jordan was doing this thing, you don't appreciate what Jordan did while he was doing it. You never appreciated Jack Nicklaus probably while he was doing it. Because as time goes on, like everybody, like myself, I was bigger, faster, and stronger by my memory. And that same thing with Jordan, same thing with Kobe, same thing with everybody else. People don't realize, like, even Charles Barkley, he didn't win a championship, but you don't realize how dominant he was.
Chuck led the dream team in scoring.
Right. But people don't realize he took the league by storm. He essentially ushered Dr. J out of Philly. People don't realize, when I talk about quarterbacks, and they always expect you to – I mean, Tom Brady is the greatest of all time.
Good to get roasted, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about that at the 5 o'clock hour. I don't know if I'd be up for that, especially with some of the low blows that they were going. When I talk about Corey, I always tell people about Dan Marino. Oh, he didn't win a championship. Don't matter. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. But good text, man. We appreciate it coming in. The wind's starting to pick it up. Everybody needs to be safe. There ain't got to be no grilling tonight, Austin. The grill is shut down. Anyways, we're going to be at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about Tom Brady getting roasted. I'm going to ask Austin, would he be okay with getting roasted? And
we call that on the block.
You did?
No, I'm kidding.
No. Yeah, well, yeah. Strick will put you on blast. But I also want to ask you, did Brady let it go too far, or were you okay with it? They definitely were pushing the needle. It probably was the best one of those of all time. Had a wide variety of people. So we're going to get Austin and myself's thoughts on that. Top of the 5 o'clock hour, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.